From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The watch is on to see if a Syrian ceasefire does take place tonight. As a ceasefire deadline looms in Syria, Russian warplanes Friday continued bombing what the Kremlin calls terrorist organizations, all amid reports that it has intensified attacks on rebel strongholds. The truce, brokered by the U.S. and Russia, is scheduled to take effect at midnight Damascus time. That's 2200 GMT. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have committed to observing the ceasefire. However, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charged that Russia has accelerated its attacks on rebels opposed to the Syrian government. The airstrikes were more intense than usual, according to the French press agency. Targets include areas east of Damascus, northern Homs province, and part of Aleppo province. A Kremlin spokesman was quoted as responding that the Russian Air Force is certainly continuing its operations in Syria against what he called terrorist organizations and questioned the observatory group's credibility. The foreign ministers of European Union countries that border the Mediterranean Sea warned member states Friday against unilateral actions in dealing with a massive influx of migrants into the continent. Speaking to reporters after the third informal ministerial meeting of the so-called Med Group, the Cypriot foreign minister Ioannis Kasoulides, who chaired the meeting, said that all member states should implement what has already been decided. The Med Group is made up of representatives of Cyprus, Greece, Italy, Malta, Portugal, Spain, and France, said that as frontline states of the migrant crisis, they feel the EU should have a direct and active contribution to the solution. VOA News.